It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
As I've said on the air here, I've said it on the Rico, I've made a bold prediction, if you will, that the Mets are going to get Sandy Alcantara before the trade deadline. I believe that will happen. The Marlins have already shown they don't care about trading inside the division. They did it right with Jesus Luzardo. And plus, like, my reasoning behind it, again, Evan Roberts' brain is reporting, which has not always done the best for me. But the reason why I believe that strongly is that he signed for multiple years. And David Stearns doesn't want to give out long-term contracts to guys in their 30s. Well, if you trade for Alcantara, you have him this year, next year, and the year after. If you trade for Dylan Cease, he's a free agent at the end of the year. So I believe that the Mets will go all out to try to trade for Sandy Alcantara. And I'll say it again here on April 2nd. The Mets will end up with Sandy Alcantara. I really believe that. This is the trade that David's been waiting to make. I believe he'll make it.
Okay.
Thank you. Just putting that out there for the 15th time. I've said it a lot. I apologize. I'm not going to harp on it the way that Arenado.
Right.
But just... I'm letting you know again in case you forgot.
Okay. Unless somebody else comes and snoops.
They could. I just don't think they will. Okay. Honestly, I think this is the perfect deal for the Mets. So Mike Puma, who's a fine reporter, Puma did nothing wrong here, starts asking Met players about Sandy Alcantara since, A, he agrees with me, the Mets are probably going to trade for him.
And they just played against
him. And they faced him yesterday. Listen to these open comments and tell me how this is not, like, I don't know, dirty. Here's what Juan Soto said about trading for Sandy Alcantara. It would be one of the best trades that we could have. I know we have great pitching here, but adding a Cy Young winner like that would be huge. It's going to take a lot to get him. Francisco Lindor, it would be almost like adding Juan Soto. You add Soto, it's going to help the team. You add Alcantara, and it's going to help the team. Starling Marte, part-time player, by the way. He has the stuff and the mental makeup to be able to play in New York. He's got the mental strength and physical gifts to be able to have success here. And I think we have shown that we help pitchers even more. How is this okay? Like, how is it okay? And I have another issue with it. But just on
That's
the level,
man.
How is it okay to openly be talking about a player on another team?
I feel like in the NFL, there are tampering rules, and you never hear players talking about other players on other teams. Like, oh, I want him to come here. And if it is, it's kind of just on social media, like them, I don't know, reaching out, hey, that's my boy, come play with me type of thing.
Right.
But you never really see it in media. And I know it's explicit in the NFL because you just can't. You hear coaches like talking their ways out of like plastic bags or paper bags, trying not to talk about other teams. But in baseball, there is tampering rules, correct?
Apparently not to the players, because I don't think anyone's going to get in trouble. And even if there aren't rules, there does seem something unethical about it. There's something dirty about it.
Or it's just the nature of the game. Because it happens. Like, everybody knows this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily to the Mets, but everybody knows that at some point, Miami is moving off of Sandy Alcantara.
That is the belief in the industry,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so that's like, it's just an accepted thing in the industry, so why not make it an open conversation?
Right.
So I think it's just a culture of baseball thing.
There was,
that wouldn't fly in the NFL.
Well, here's what else is weird about it. Even if the players are allowed to talk about it, okay, the 25 guys in your room or 26 guys in your room are still your teammates. And I understand we got Manaea bad news yesterday. Aren't you, as Juan Soto or whatever Met is talking about this, in essence, begging your team publicly to take a job from a guy that you're staring at in a locker room?
No,
because I think those other guys, I think in most sports, you kind of know where what you're supposed to be doing. Like,
okay.
You know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that, because I think that you're just saying he's a great player, and it's the Mets' decision. It's David Stern's decision on who would be the odd man out. But there was something else Juan Soto said that actually did rub me slightly the wrong way. And I'm going to preface this by saying Juan Soto did not lie. Juan Soto told the truth. And sometimes the truth is just, I don't know if you should say it. Talking about Sandy Alcantara, if he goes to a team that has a chance to compete at the end, I think you're going to see who he is. He's doing that on a team that has no serious chance to go to the playoffs, but he keeps trying and competing even without run support. Whenever he goes to a winning team, you're going to see what Sandy Alcantara is capable of. My issue is, yes, we all agree the Marlins aren't any good and they're not trying to win. They're in your freaking division.
Bulletin board material.
They just beat you, by the way. Like, I don't know if we should be openly talking about how they have no chance to win when you've got to play 11 more games against them.
Yeah, and, you know, technically they're sitting atop the division right now.
Technically they are, yeah. They're right. That isn't even my worry. I know that they're not going to be good. It's just such a weird thing to say. Like, who says that?
That just tells you the state of baseball.
I agree.
Even the players know.
Yeah.
Dude, your team stinks.
I don't think anyone would say that in the NFL.
No chance. Because you don't know what could happen.
Right.
You could be the worst. You could start the season. What did the Lions do that one year? They started the season 1-6?
When they rallied and knocked the Packers out?
Like 1-8 or whatever it was. And they ended up winning 8 games in a row. Whatever the heck the season was. But like in football, you can turn it. Something could happen. Whether your quarterback gets hot or you I don't know, you find some diamond in the rough that you didn't think was going to be
1-6.
Yeah, 1-6, and then they almost made the playoffs. I think they just missed the playoffs that season. And so football, you just can't say you stink and you're going to stink all season long.
Right.
Baseball, you kind of know it.
But you know what? You really don't, because baseball is a sport where miracles happen.
Okay, but when was the last projected bottom seed?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Division, you know, team win the division.
Honestly, go back to last year. I don't think the Brewers were expected to be any good. They won the National League Central.
Yeah, but
the Marlins a few years ago made the playoffs. They weren't supposed to be good.
But that's the Central.
Well, okay. I know the East is good, and it's not about winning the division. It's about being a playoff team. The Marlins were a playoff team a couple of years ago.
Royals last year, too.
Yeah, I think the Royals are coming off a 100-loss season. I think people thought they'd be better, but I don't know if they picked them necessarily to make the playoffs. I think it's common in baseball. Mm. And again, I'm not worried about the Miami Marlins. It's more saying that five games into a season, it's like sort of disrespectful.
No, sort of. It absolutely is disrespectful.
With all of that said, I do think at the end of the day, when we're sitting here in late July, I think Sandy Alcantara is going to be a Met because I think David Stearns has waited for that moment. This is the reason I believe it. It's the reason I made it a big prediction a couple weeks ago is because sometimes things just make sense.
Yeah.
And I don't believe the Mets ever want to trade for a guy who that they then have to give $200 million to, which would be the case with Dylan Cease. Mm-hmm. Sandy Alcantara is signed for the next 3 years in the prime of his career. And we'll see about Sean Manaea himself.
But that would be 2 years post-trade, correct?
Yeah, it's this year and two more years.
Right.
And I think that's perfect. That's kind of the contract Stearns wants to give out. Mm-hmm. That's what they signed Sean Manaea to, three-year deal. So I think it's so perfect in their whole timeline and their philosophy around pitchers. And the reason why the Marlins are in a hurry to trade him, obviously they could keep him. They could try to win for the next 2 years, but they also know that there's no way they're going to re-sign him at the end of that contract in 2.5 years.
Right.
So you may as well try to get the maximum value, and the maximum value is right now, especially if he pitches well. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Evan is calling from Randolph. How are you, Evan?
Hey, I just wanted to ask about the Yankee game last night, and, you know, because I have these moments where I say to myself, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm smarter than Aaron Boone.
Go ahead.
And so I just don't understand why, you know, Weaver's only pitched one game this season so far. Why can't he go out there for a four-out save? Why was Weaver never brought, you know, up to start throwing in the pen? Yeah.
So I agree with the idea, and I mentioned this earlier if you're just tuning in, that I believe that you should use your best reliever in the most important part of a game. And sometimes that's not the ninth inning. Sometimes it's the eighth inning. Sometimes it's the seventh inning. Last night in the Yankee game, the most important inning, especially with guys on base, was that eighth inning. And so without Devin Williams, they were kind of penciling in Luke Weaver as the closer. Well, I look at a closer as the best reliever that I'm going to use in the highest leverage of spot. So I agree with you. I would have used him last night. I wouldn't have even gone to Mark Ladder. I would have gone to Luke Weaver in the eighth inning with two on and one out. Boone didn't.
Right. He was saying after they got Naylor, after he struck out Naylor.
Yeah.
And why not bring him in then?
You could have done that then. Right. I would have done it even earlier. I don't know if Boone wants to extend him this early in the season, but my argument against that is I'm not even with Evan where I need a four-out save. I'm just looking at him to get the most important outs, and then I'll worry about the ninth inning later.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example on why I think managers need to do this. So let's say he goes to Luke Weaver and he puts the fire out. And he throws a bunch of pitches, but he puts the fire out and it's a one-run game. What happens if in the bottom of the eighth inning the Yankees score five runs?
Right.
Then you can take Luke out.
Yeah.
If it's still a one-run game, yeah, you got a decision. Do you keep him in? Do you extend him? He may not be available the next 2 days. Or do you take him out and take the risk that Mark Leiter can get the save? Tough decision, but at least put yourself in a spot where you get to make that decision.
Right.
Drives me nuts about managers. So the game isn't on Aaron Boone, obviously. It's just a philosophical thing.
Philosophical.
Philosophical thing, yeah. That's all. That's all it is. Me and Boone are still good, even though he threatened to throw me in a locker earlier on the show today. I still like the guy. Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
What up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So, look, I'm a rational Yankee fan, not like these doomsday fans, you know, these crazies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that spirit, I can say after the fourth game of the year, season's over. All right? The season is over.
Stop
all
it.
Right?
Stop it, Gabe.
And guys, look, I'm half kidding here, right? But how about the themes that we see that have plagued the Boone Yankees, right? So, like, one, bullpen management. The caller brought it up before. You guys were talking about it earlier. Boone loves analytics, but misses the fact that Leiter sucks in the eighth inning or with runners on base or in pinstripes. Take any of those three, and, you know, it says that he's not good in that situation, right?
Yeah.
So, then number two, you got the offense, right? You said that the offense was exciting, all this kind of stuff. Besides three solo home runs, they went limp. Where are the torpedo bats? Torpedo bats were 1 for 20 with 10 strikeouts and one home run. Where's the contact mentality? I get that they faced the ace. I get that the Diamondbacks
got to the ace.
Guys in the pen.
They did a good job against the ace. They couldn't get the bullpen.
They got to him.
That was the problem.
So how are they not winning that game and taking smarter at bats? Jazz Chisholm striking out four times, looking for the moon. Like, I mean, come on. What's gonna be the trigger that changes the mentality
Gabe,
of this team?
Gabe, I love you.
It's early in the season.
You were talking about a game in which, yes, 2, 3, and 4 did nothing. Judge and Chisholm were 0 for 8 with 6 strikeouts.
1 through 5 didn't have a hit.
Yeah, 1 right. through 5 didn't have a hit. By the way, do you know what they call 0 for 8 with 6 strikeouts? There's actually a term now. 0 for 8 with 6 strikeouts is a term now.
It's a...
Nope. You're not going to get it. Maybe Sean will get it.
It's a Met?
No, it's called a Devers. Yes. A Devers. Yeah. When you have a lot of at-bats and you strike out in 75% of them...
He didn't even hear me.
What did you say?
I heard you either.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, they call it a Met.
Oh, a Met.
Oh, wow. Damn it. Good job, T.
Oh, jeez. It's not that we're striking out all the time.
No, I'm just joking.
Tiki felt like me at Cinco yesterday.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.